Oh, hey, what's up, kids? This is Date Fails. I'm Kate Quigley. This is like a Kate update episode. I decided that we just need kind of a recap of what's going on in life.
I know I do.
I know Jen does. I know, because you've been so busy lately. We've barely talked.
I know.
And I so
Kate thinks I'm avoiding her, and it couldn't be further from the truth. I've literally slept maybe a total of 6 hours this week, and I'm ready to jump off a building.
Yeah, you've been crazy busy.
Like, you're lucky this podcast is on the first floor, or you'd be talking me off a ledge.
Jen and I's relationship is so funny because you're the closest thing I have to a boyfriend.
I know. I'm so screwed.
And we have lovers spats like real lovers do. But the thing is that
I'm definitely the dude. That's the problem.
I don't think you're always the dude. I think sometimes I'm the dude.
Yeah, sometimes you are the
dude. I think
dude.
We go back and forth.
We take turns being the dude.
We really do. Yeah. I didn't say who's here, but obviously it's my BFF, Jen Sturger.
They knew from The Voice.
They know, like, oh, it's the chick
with the dude voice.
It's
great.
You do not. If anyone has a dude voice here, it's me.
Mm-mm.
Did I ever tell you that when I was a kid, I used to get made fun of for my voice? All the boys in my neighborhood called me Roids.
Roids.
Yeah, I swear, my nickname was Roids. And I had a unibrow and no boobs. So, like, all my.
So, you're killing it, is what you're saying.
Oh, my God. I was the ugliest. I was the ugliest junior high kid. I wish I had photos. One day I'm going to bring in photos.
I think we should compare.
I was ugly all the way through college. Really, until I was like, I didn't really start to get decently attractive until probably like 24.
Yeah. No, I think for me, yeah, it was right around the same time.
Really?
Like, I look back at pictures. Well, I mean, I think
no, you were hot in college. You were like the FSU.
That's because people have really low standards in college.
No, 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 no. You were super hot in college. I saw photos.
Oh, but I didn't have eyebrows. And so now, like, do you ever look back at pictures of yourself and be like, what was I thinking?
Oh, my God. Actually, the other day I texted you and I said, I'm thinking about selling my wedding dress. For those of you who don't know, I was married at 19 in Ohio. And my wedding dress is like, I got it at David's Bridal. It looks like something Belle would wear in Beauty and the Beast. It's literally like, the top is like a corset with spaghetti straps, and then the bottom is just this huge, poofy tulle. Oh my God. It was like, yeah, because I was so, back then when I got married.
You believed in love, and now you're like, screw this.
Yeah, I was still young enough to like have the whole fantasy of like, the perfect princess wedding. And that's what I thought it was supposed to be.
In Ohio.
In Ohio.
Oh, you were princess of Ohio.
Dude, I've never talked about my wedding on here. This is like a trip down memory lane. It was.
Do you remember any of it?
I remember all of the planning and barely any of the wedding. That's what I always tell my friends. Like, you're going to get engaged soon. And I'm going to tell you that whatever you do, because people put so much pressure.
What if I hire someone else to plan everything? And I'm
that's
like, surprise
great.
Me.
Yeah, that's great.
And then I get there and I'm like, this sucks.
That's the thing. It's like, you put so much, there's so much stress in planning it, especially if your family is involved, because everybody wants different things and you're pulled a million different ways.
I don't give a fuck what my family thinks. Sorry.
You
that's
say
where
that.
I'm at right now. This election has torn my family apart.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Because my parents are deeply Southern and like just... They've really bought into the whole fear-mongering thing over money, because they both came from like, well, my mom came from a little bit of money, but my dad was like dirt poor.
Yeah.
And so like anytime you mention, if you told my dad he was going to lose $5, he would have a heart attack. Like, he's all about like protecting his money, because when you're poor, like the littlest bit of, you know, of money matters to you. So yeah,
are you
I don't
kidding?
Give a
yeah.
shit what my parents think.
Yesterday
but my dad
I returned
keeps...
a jug of milk. I was like, I need
like
$4.
Yeah. What like, did you tell them was wrong
with it? I
was like,
this milk doesn't taste right. They're like, you drank half the gallon. I'm like, yeah, it's really, something's off. Can I get $4? I need a latte. That's what's happening. No, but I get it, man. That's fun.
But yeah, I do. But I look back at pictures of myself in college and I go, what was I thinking on all fronts?
Well, when I look at my wedding photos, I mean, first of all, my eyebrows were so uneven. Like when
mine were so thin.
Mine were,
I barely didn't have any. I look like a Make-A-Wish kid.
No. Well, if you were, you could get your wedding for free at least. That would be a bonus. Yeah, we had about 300 people at our wedding, which sounds like a ton. But then get this, my parents, $10,000 on the wedding.
Which it was in Ohio.
Nothing. It was in Ohio.
What did you serve for dinner?
It was, first of all, it was buffet. So, like, the waiters didn't even come around. But, like,
serve yourself. I don't like any of you that much.
I don't have any. I was like, look, we can have 100 people and we can have them waited on, or we can have 300 and we can have a huge buffet. I was all about having more people so we get more gifts. That was my whole thing. I was like, I want all the gifts
genius. And
all the money. And thanks.
How much did you make from your wedding?
Oh, man. Probably right around 10 grand.
So you basically could have just gone out and bought yourself a bunch of shit and saved yourself the party.
If I had it to do over again, because my parents said to me, I remember my mom.
You just say, give me a really big gift card to Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah. My mom was like, you can either have the $10,000 or you can have a wedding for up to $10,000. $10,000 was like our max budget for this thing. And I was like, of course I want a wedding. Like, now in hindsight, I'm like, that would have been almost a year of college for me. My college was like 15 grand a year or something like that.
That'd be like four faces of of Juvederm.
I mean, I'm saying.
That's like a boob and a half.
Two sets of tits.
Exactly. Where are you getting them?
I mean, yeah, I buy mine at Walmart.
The dollar store.
Yeah.
I saw They're really good for dollar store boobs.
Could you imagine? I saw an article the other day that I think I tweeted, and it was in like Vogue or something.
That boobs are out?
Yeah, they said boobs are out of style. And I was like, good, maybe they'll go on sale. I can get my next set at Ross. Like, how do boobs go out of
style?
They're
right next to the Tommy Hilfiger jeans.
Yeah. Ed Hardy shirts, Tommy Hilfiger jeans, tits. Now it's Sam's Club, guys. It's Sam's Club.
Costco boobies.
Oh, my God. I had
my first set were Costco boobies. I'm like, oh.
That's so funny.
They just look bolted on.
My first set. I don't think guys even realize how many sets of boobs girls have to go. I might get mine taken out the next time.
Really?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. I'm just tired of, I don't know if you guys know how much work fake boobs are, but they're a lot of work. You got
a lot of massaging.
You got to massage them all the time. You got to sleep. Okay, this is so not hot. When I sleep with guys, I pretend. I'm like, oh, I sleep naked all the time. I always sleep naked like this. No. When you have fake boobs, you have to like sleep with a sports bra on, or my doctor told me to like wrap a belt around the top of them.
Yeah, you literally sleep like this. This is a visual medium. So you're like this.
Yeah, you have a belt wrapped around the top of your tits, pushing down on them.
I had
them.
To remember whether or not I was wearing a sports bra before I did that demonstration.
I'm so
I was like,
impressed.
How much trouble am I going to get in right now?
I'm impressed that you can pull your shirt up sitting down and not have rolls. Like, that's one of my life goals.
I was sucking it in really hard. Plus, when you're poor, you can't afford food, so it's great.
Right now, I can't afford shit. Today, I dyed my hair myself in the shower.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did. I used a dye. I used one of those over-the-counter. My hairdresser's going to kill me. But
it looks really good.
It does?
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm so broke right now. I was like, it's either go ombre, which, by the way.
Never go bad ombre.
Dude, ombre is just a name for girls who can't afford to get their roots done. Some poor girl was like, I'm going to make this a style, and I'm going to call it ombre, and I'm going to get all my friends doing it, so it becomes a thing. And now it's like, if you can't afford to get your roots done,
She's a genius.
She kind of is. I'd like to have her on.
You know what, though? It was really prominent in the Jewish community.
Ombre?
Yeah.
Really?
Which makes a lot of sense when you think about it.
Jennifer.
I'm serious. But it's true. Like, all my Jewish girlfriends, they were like, this is the style now. And I was like, who told you that? Your boyfriend was like, I'm not paying to get your roots done, bitch. Deal with it. And that's what happened. Can we also discuss the fact that you are wearing part of your Halloween costume right now?
Jen, you gave me this and I'm obsessed with it. Yes, I'm wearing this necklace, which I wore to be actual
Kate,
Rose for Halloween.
It's two necklaces put together.
I know. And I think this one's really like a bike chain. I'm not even sure what this is. I don't know. I'm having a day. I'm having a moment. First of all,
you look like you're wearing the Big Daddy collection. The Big Daddy Spring Collection coming up. This is the preview.
This is going to be next to the tits at Costco. Next, I'm wearing these bracelets are from the children's section at Walmart. I have on jelly bracelets. That cost $3. I have on a cross necklace that looks like it got
That's
stolen.
That's broken. So it's attached to another necklace jerry rig it together.
Looks like it's stolen from the set of Sons of Anarchy. I know. Well,
it's very Madonna like a prayer.
Thank you.
That's what you're channeling right now.
I was hoping. Yeah, I know. I even have like ripped up tights
like
on.
Like a prayer, please send her some money.
That is the prayer. Send money. Can we talk about money for a few more minutes? Because, but just real quick before I get on to money, I am planning to sell my wedding dress on Twitter. And that's going to be my thing that I'm going to do to kind of, it's kind of like people who throw things.
Can I try it on before you sell it?
No, you know why?
Why?
Because I paid to have it professionally cleaned and boxed and preserved. So it's very like ready to ship out to someone. And it's not here. It's in my mom's attic in Ohio. This was my mom's idea, selling the wedding dress. My mom said, I said,
how much does your mom in her brain think that she can get for this wedding dress? No offense, mom, if you're listening. I love you.
My mom is so funny. I go, mom, that dress is so dated. Like, no one's going to buy it. My mom goes, all fashion comes back around and someone will buy that dress. And here's the thing, though. I look back
at all my picture day outfits. This goes back to looking at pictures of yourself. Not everything comes back around, okay?
Picture day outfits. I just love that you remember that.
Like, the stuff we were wearing, like, when Clueless came out, that shit's not coming back.
What are you talking about? I would still wear everything Cher wears in Clueless.
You would wear knee-high socks.
Yeah, I do wear knee-high socks.
Not ironically, Kate.
No, I totally would wear the schoolgirl plaid skirt with knee-high socks.
I dare you to wear that to your next meeting and see how that goes.
I will. With glasses.
Challenge accepted.
Challenge accepted. I might
now
even
wear it.
Now
someone buy it for her because she can't afford it.
Yeah, could someone send me a schoolgirl skirt and knee-high socks, please?
Not from the Hustler store.
How about this? Let's talk about this money situation for a few minutes because, you know, people think that when you work in Hollywood, you make a lot of money. It's a very common misconception. And we don't, as it turns out. In fact, I know a lot of people that have had network sitcoms that are, you know, still pretty broke.
Here's the thing, though. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that we live in the second most expensive city to live in.
Do we?
Yeah.
Hollywood?
In LA? In the U.S., anyway. I think it's probably New York. Chicago's probably up there somewhere, and Miami's up there somewhere, and L.A. I feel like those, San Fran is bad,
San
too,
Francisco.
But that's because they know those nerds have money up there.
Well, but here's the difference, is in San Francisco and New York and these other expensive cities, most people have real jobs.
Yeah.
And, like, want to be something besides, like, an
out
actor.
Out here, you're trying to convince people to pay you for your ideas and to convince them that you're talented at something.
Right, right. And so you end up, you know, being in a situation like I am where your show is on hiatus and you're doing just stand-up, which doesn't pay that much if you're not hugely famous.
No. You get, like, Rocky Rich when you have a TV show, though. They're like, here's a lump of money.
Yeah.
Be smart.
You have to be smart with it. Yeah. Like, I have a friend who sold a TV show recently, and I ran into him the other day, and I'm like, so what have you been doing with your time? And he's like, well, now that I got money, I just sit around and smoke cigars. I don't really do anything anymore. And I was like, you do realize that you sold one show and that money won't last forever. Like, you might want to start cooking up the next show right now. Because, I mean, like, money doesn't last. I've spread my shit out. That's why I'm dyeing my hair with dollar store hair dye. And it's looking great. But what I was going to say is, so I recently had to move a man into my kitchen to help pay my bills.
But she's not having sex with, by the way.
No, Mike, not at all. No. My good friend, Eric Myers, who's a comedian, who needed a place to live. And I was like, well, I have an eat-in kitchen with a dining room, and all that's in it right now is a kiddie pool and a slip and slide.
So you get free access to the pool for your $600 contribution to my rent.
Yeah, so I'm literally making
the
Eric
pool. We don't have a gym, but you can walk down the street to the YMCA.
The best part is when Eric moved in, he goes, so can we just throw away the pool? And I was like, absolutely not. We need the pool. We might, who knows, when I want to swim, the pool stays. So I moved Eric.
You should set it up in your, just to piss off, when you're ready to move out, just set it up in your parking space and park on the street and just be like, I thought the whole community could use this. This place has been needing some upgrades. And watch your landlord lose his shit.
How great would it be if I had an actual pool party and I invited everyone I know and then they show up and it's a kiddie pool in my parking space in my
driveway. I think that's what most people would anticipate a pool party being at your house.
Thank you. You're probably right. But so anyway, I move Eric in and he's living in the kitchen. And now I have a problem because I've never had a roommate as a grown up before.
It's not fun.
Well, how do you have sex? I can barely masturbate now. Like, he hears everything.
Well, it's because your toy sounds like a car.
Jen?
it sounds like a garbage disposal.
Listen, it's one horsepower, all right? Gets the job done. If you don't have a magic wand, I can't believe Hitachi hasn't sponsored my life yet. I talk about the magic wand.
Have you hit them up about it?
A little.
That's
a
missed opportunity if you haven't.
Well, I kind of, yeah, you're right. But I think I will. I'm going to start wearing Hitachi Magic Wand shirts for no reason. I'm just going to become the Hitachi Magic Wand girl until they discover me.
Until they have to.
Yeah. But I don't know. Have you ever had a roommate when you were like single and trying to hook up?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
What did you guys do? How did you make it work?
I just didn't care.
Really?
I mean, I feel like if you're loud enough, it gets awkward enough for them where they leave.
But see, it's one thing if it's a girl. Like, if it was you, I would do that. But yeah. I feel weird for my guy friend to hear me fucking. It's weird. I'm loud, too. I make a lot of noise. I'm the girl that, like, neighbors, like, bang on the ceiling and are like, shut up. Like,
But that's like in your everyday life, Kate.
I know.
Sex, I just think someone's murdering you.
Well, so, I mean, it sounds the same, honestly. It sounds like I'm being murdered, but I like that. You know, I like to be almost murdered in bed. Let's be honest. How many times have I come over to see you and you're like, why do you have bruises on your face?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I had the best sex.
Most other people would be like, I was assaulted last night. Kate's like, Jen, it was amazing.
It's a form of assault, but it's the kind you invite.
There's just so many levels of conversation that's wrong right now.
All right. Whatever. Well, anyway, so I recently had a
50 Shades of Grey on your face. That's what that's Kate's life.
Actually, I will say this: if you're into rough sex, you know, because a lot of girls are and guys, that I think you should avoid bruising the face. Because I had a guy bruise my face, and that's not really cool. Because the problem is, then everyone looks at you like you're the girl in the, you know, abusive relationship, and that just gets embarrassing. I mean, it's nice when they give you free stuff, like at, you know, at my coffee bean. I think they felt a little bad for me and they didn't charge me for a couple of days of coffee, but otherwise it's embarrassing. People think, so just don't bruise the face. Don't come in the eye, don't bruise the face. Those are the two rules of
the rules of dating by Kate Quigley. There's really not much else. Everything else is fair game.
No, it's not, but anyway, so I recently had, the point is of the roommate story, is I recently had a night out with a guy who isn't a guy I'm dating, but a guy that I'm friends with that we hook up every once in a while.
Okay.
And so we got together to hang out, and then, you know, he wanted to hook up that night, and I kind of did too. I was in the mood. And so I was like, where should we go? Because I have a roommate now, and I can't fuck you in my apartment because I don't want my roommate to hear. And so we had to get a hotel room to have sex because he lived, you know, in the valley. I mean, we didn't want to go all the way.
Hey.
Well, he lived way in, deep in the valley, like Woodland Hills deep.
Yeah.
And so we got a Motel 6 to hook up, but it actually was so fun hooking up at the Motel 6.
Because there's no cleanup.
Yeah. There's
it's not your place. You don't care if you wreck everything.
Yeah, and everyone there.
They're like, we'll charge you for damages.
Right.
This whole room cost $100, maybe. Charge it. Well worth it.
Right, exactly. So
I will burn this shit down on my way out. So there's no evidence.
You burn down. You could burn down the room. They're like, we charge you $55 to your card. So, but now I kind of am like, oh, this is kind of awesome. Like, I think I'm just going to always tell guys we can't hook up at my place because blah, 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 whatever reason, make them get a hotel.
Okay.
Isn't that the best way to hook up?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's better than like going over to their house and like delivering it. You know what I mean?
Yes. I know you don't like when I deliver. I like to go to the guy's place usually. Because I don't like to
She likes control over when she leaves.
Yeah, that's it. I'm like a dude. I want to be able to hook up and get out.
Hook up and get out. No, you don't.
I only stay and cuddle. Let's be real. I only cuddle with guys that look like serial killers.
I think this is a conversation that we should have saved for your therapist.
I mean, you're probably right. There's something about guys that look like killers that make me want to cuddle.
Well, you're from Ohio. That does make a lot of sense.
What does Ohio have to do with it? What do you mean?
It's just very Yeah, never mind.
No, what? I'm serious.
Ohio and I have issues right now.
Why? What's wrong with Ohio?
Thanks for the election, guys.
Oh, we can't blame Ohio. Ugh. The election.
It's Ohio and Pennsylvania. They're dead to me. I don't care about either.
It's Hillary's fault for being a bitch. If she would have just been cool and nice,
likeable,
and acted like everyone's grandma and baked cookies for people would have voted for her.
That's what bake sales.
I just feel like, yeah, I feel like Hillary tried so hard to be like a dude, to come off like a man and be like, I can run this shit like a man. And then people were like, ooh, she doesn't seem friendly.
That's my problem, like, in real life.
No, it's not.
Yes.
You do not come off like a man.
Guys have a problem with strong women. But we'll get to that.
That's true.
But so you were, a lot of this stuff was, that you were talking about, was coming up to money stuff. And, like, the whole concept of whether or not, you and I have very different opinions on this, whether or not a guy should pay for stuff.
Yeah,
when you
go
out on a date with them.
Let's talk real about that.
I think you let men off the hook way too easy.
Well, that's true. I
do. When it comes to paying for stuff.
You know what? Let's talk about this. I think this is a good, this might not even be funny, but it's an interesting topic of conversation.
We'll make it funny.
Because, yes.
Because when people find out, how much you're worth, you'll be like, really? Because we have this whole theory.
Wait, do you mean how much I'm worth financially?
Or no. I mean, like, so we have the theory you and I have talked about before.
Oh, the vagina theory?
Yeah.
We talked about that.
Your vagina is worth.
Right.
However much you can get a guy to spend on it before you hook up with him.
But see, I just, here's the thing.
It's okay.
Okay.
How much is your vagina worth?
Listen,
if we play by these rules?
Well, in some circumstances, it's been negative money, negative dollars. But in other circumstances, let's just take the most recent, let's just call him, we need a name for, okay, porn guy. We'll just call him porn guy.
Yep.
That's what we've called him forever. Let's take porn guy, for instance, who turned out to be a douchebag, but...
Shocker.
But at the...
He turned out to be a douchebag for about 9.5 months.
Yeah, okay. But for that first 30 days,
he was
great. Okay, so like him, for instance, he spent a lot of money before we first hooked up because...
Up front.
He took me out one night. He probably spent about $150 or so, maybe, give or take. And then... One night he came out with me and a bunch of my friends and he paid for everyone's drinks. That had to be at least another 100.
Why was I not invited that night?
Well, it was in Vegas. You weren't there. And then he took me out to dinner in Vegas again before we hooked up. So, I mean, like, that guy probably spent at least $300 or $400 before, which is still low, But, I mean, here's the thing. I believe guys should definitely pay for the first date. 100%. And I mean,
it just depends how you're going to define. I think however that money situation happens, you're defining how the relationship is going forward.
I think that it is true that if a guy has money and he doesn't want to spend it on you,
that says something.
But he's spending it on like frivolous shit.
Like sneakers. Sneakers.
Then yeah.
$25,000 cars that they put $25,000 worth of improvements into.
Yes.
So, these are not specific examples, by the way.
But Jen is right.
Tents to store their cars under.
let's talk about a Halloween guy. I recently had, this is where the money thing's coming in because I don't want to be perceived as being a gold digger. That's something I'm really hyper aware of because in this town there are so
many.
There's
so much of it, yeah.
Yeah, and there's so many guys. And I tend to date, other than, not porn guy, but like I tend to kind of try to date guys that have a lot of shit going on and might, you know, just because they have a lot of money, I don't ever want them to think that's what I'm after. So I'm so careful about letting them spend a lot of money on me. But then sometimes it backfires. So like
99% of the time it backfires.
Yeah. Like recently around Halloween, there's a guy who I've known for a while, super hot guy, who I kind of started like talking to and hanging out with. We've known each other for a while, but we'd never really hung out before.
Yeah.
So he starts inviting me to hang out a lot. Now we're friends. So there's always like a weird thing when you're already kind of friends, but you can tell they're sort of trying to get it in, but you don't know if it's dating or what it is. So I go out with this guy for a few nights of like drinks in groups with friends, and he never pays for me. He doesn't pay for any of my drinks, like at all.
Is it because other people are around or is it?
Well, that's the thing is that I don't think it's because other people were around. So, first of all, this guy had lots of money And it would be really easy for him to go, like, one night I met up with them at a bar. There was no server. We were ordering from the bar. I was like, I'm going to go grab a drink. It would have been super easy.
If he was like, no, I got it. It's cool.
Exactly. What do you want? I'll get it for you. Like that. But he never did that. So then I'm like, okay, so he just wants to be friends. In my mind, that means you want to be friends.
Yeah, he just defined the relationship.
Period, right? But then on Halloween, we're hanging out at a party, and at the end of the night, he makes out with me. So now I'm like, oh, he's trying to, like, you know, hook up or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Which still doesn't mean he wants to date me, right? It could just be he wants to hook up. So then that was Halloween weekend, not actually Halloween. So then I think like the next night, still Halloween weekend, he texts me like, hey, me and a bunch of my buddies are going to this haunted thing, this haunted house thing. You should come with us. And I was like, oh, I'd love to. That sounds really fun. And he's like, cool. It's
$100. Tickets are $100.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, so then I'm texting Jen, like, what should I say? Because I kind of want to go. But if I go, we might make out again. And then if I pay for myself, I'm not really sure like what that means. So Jen and I like come up with this text to send back, which is basically like, hey, I'd really love to go, but
it's really not in my budget right now.
I'm trying not to spend money on
exactly.
things like that right now. Yeah. So I try not to make it sound like I'm broke as fuck, but also that I didn't want to spend the money and see what he would say. And he wrote back like, damn, you're missing out. I'll drunk text you after.
I'd have been like, please don't.
Well, I just didn't say anything.
He defined the relationship right there.
That's it.
Yeah.
So the definition of that then, according to you, is he's just trying to hook up.
Trying to get it in.
No, right.
Nope.
No
relationship. No.
But then the thing is that's so crazy is then like the next time I saw him, this was during World Series time, so we kept kind of hanging out to watch the games together.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like how we kept hanging out, but in groups. But then every time we'd end up like hanging out after and like talking forever, and he was texting me a lot. And that's where I get like confused, because I guess guys are just trying to fuck. But when you get along with someone that well and you have like kind of a connection beyond just physical, it boggles my mind how a guy would not like want to take that any further or explore that. Like I just don't get it. Maybe I'm just sheltered or naive.
We're from Ohio.
Because if I meet a guy and we connect and we're physically attracted, to me, I'm like, this is so rare. It only happens to me maybe like one guy out of 15.
Yeah, but I mean, that's pretty standard though. But I think it all comes down to like, when you go on dates with other dudes that you may not necessarily have that initial like spark with, but they're like being chivalrous and they're like paying for stuff and they're
right.
opening doors. Does part of you like, does your brain like go, ew, like what's he doing?
It doesn't go, ew. I do like that. Like when.
But then why are we so afraid to ask for it? Honestly, like that's what it comes down to for me anyway. I'm like, I shouldn't be afraid to ask a dude to to take care of me. Like, if you want to be with me and you want my company and you want, you know, to build this relationship, like, girls, we invest our emotions. Like, we give a lot emotionally.
Yeah.
Guys, it's like they kind of hold some of that stuff back, or at least in my experience they do. So it's like, what are you investing in this relationship that you might, you know, that might be worth something to you?
I think you're right, because I am afraid to ask for it. And I also think, wow, this is like personal intervention time, guys. But like, I also think part of me is that I try really hard to be such a like badass chick who's like strong and independent. And I want to like set an example for other girls that you can
but
be
that's
like
no reason to not demand respect from a dude.
Well,
like,
no,
I know there's the whole like date like a dude thing. You can date like a guy and still demand to be treated a certain way.
No, totally. And that's what I was going to say is that, like, even though I put out this image of that, and I do, I mean, I'm genuine about it. Like, I really do think, like, hey, if you want to take hot photos and wear a bikini at the DMV, but also be a Christian who goes to church on Sundays and doesn't have sex with anyone, I think you should be able to do whatever you want to do. And I try to really purvey that image. But I think that a lot of guys, they see that and they see me as like this strong, independent chick that doesn't really need a guy. So they're just going to try to like get it in. But the truth is, I am like,
feelings.
I am such a fucking girl when it comes to guys, when it comes to dating. Like, if you get alone in a room with me, this is not really what you're getting. I'm like super like sweet and probably way too sensitive and overly affectionate. And I really like to like tell guys how I feel and like all the shit that guys hate.
Exactly.
So
call her.
So what I'm saying is, I think guys like maybe hope that they're going to get out of me like a chick that's practically a dude is what I think they think they're getting.
But there's a balance to that. If you're dating a tomboy, guys, understand that even that tomboy wants to be treated like a woman.
Yeah, and on the inside,
I'm as duty as duty.
You
gets.
Are.
I'm a bro.
But you're sensitive too.
I'm so sensitive.
Yeah, and all girls want, we all want the guy to make us feel wanted and cared about and worried about. And like, that's really what girls, I feel like that's what girls really want, is like, we just want to feel like the guy really wants us. And like, this kind of brings me to, so Jen wanted to talk today, and I was kind of fighting it, not talking about it, but how I recently kind of took a little backslide.
I just love it. This is where you drew the line at, things that you weren't going to share with people.
Well, here's the thing. Like,
I was like, oh, now it's too much to share with people?
I know. I talk about shitting my pants and like...
Oh, you did tell everyone that you did that?
Oh, I told the shitting the pants story on here. Yeah. In fact, I had a guy the other night on my Instagram go, I posted a photo of me at the Laugh Factory, and a guy goes on my Instagram, hope you didn't take too much calming powder. So yeah, for those of you who didn't listen to that episode, I recently shit my pants in public, which was fantastic for everyone.
And she still made it through 30 minutes of stand-up.
45 minutes, actually. Wow. Yeah, it was really great. It's really great for everyone. that's a whole new meaning of shitting your pants on stage,
exactly.
I would say. So I recently had a little backhill slide into... The porn guy who was gone, pretty much gone.
He was gone.
He was gone.
He was gone.
Gone.
He was blocked.
He was blocked. So was I. We had each other blocked, to be fair. And
because everyone's mature in this situation. Wink.
Yeah. So, and here's the thing. I didn't want to talk about it because I find it really embarrassing. Number one, that I even am like in my head think it's a possibility to have a real relationship with a male porn star is just shows everything that's crazy about me. But also, you know, it's embarrassing because I've said over and over and over how the guy treats
how
me
you're
like
done.
Shit.
I'm done.
And I'm
I
done.
I get a text from Kate once every 2 weeks. I am so done with this asshole.
But it's
so
been a
done.
Couple months this time since I'd even seen him. I hadn't even seen him since before I went to Florida.
Yeah.
It's been so long. And so... But, you know, it's the holiday season and it's almost my birthday. And I just kind of was like feeling like, kind of miss him. And I just want that cuddle. And I haven't really, there hasn't been someone since him that I really like felt that much like, want to cuddle that guy, like that feeling. So, and I want to say that everybody has someone like this in their life that's really hard to shake.
That drives them literally insane.
Yeah.
Because that's where you go. And it's so funny because I can tell when you get there because you know who gets the brunt of the shit? Me. I can tell when Kate picks a fight with me out of nowhere. I was like, oh, someone saw that guy this week. And she's like, I did not.
She knew.
And then like a few days later, she's like, yeah. He stopped answering my text and whatever and whatever. I was like, I know. And so she felt the need to like yell at someone. And since
I do yell at him, to be fair.
Oh, I know. But when he stops responding, you're like, I just want a response from someone.
Yeah. So I backslid slightly. But here's what we have to talk about, which is so funny, because I think, and I've said this before, I think this time I really feel, done with it. I feel
what was the kicker
it.
This
so
time?
So here is what the kicker is. And by the way, here's the best part of this story is that he and I didn't even fuck. We spent a night together, okay? So what happened is we kind of did that thing that you do, exes do, where you're like, hey, we should just try to be friends. We don't have to end things like awful like this. Yeah, let's be friends. And then, by the way, the best part is I made up a fake boyfriend. I haven't talked about that on here.
Are you 15? Listen, I can't see you anymore now because I'm seeing Johnny.
I did. I made up a fake boyfriend.
And it just wouldn't be fair to him. And so he's equally 15 because then he's like, well, we can just be like friends and stuff.
Yeah. So we talked
Which
on the
total bullshit, by the way, that he's like, oh, no, I don't have the power. Let me invite her over.
Yeah. So we talked on the phone one night and it just, you know,
when your fake boyfriend was out.
Do you know what he reminds me of, though? Here's the thing. He reminds me of he reminds me of a vampire. OK. And here's why. Because, like, you know, in the movie Twilight, how like, or if you read the book Twilight, which I know any guys listening didn't, but every, like, she describes him as everything about him is seductive. Even his voice is this guy has it over on me to where just the sound of his voice on the phone, the words, like everything he knows how to say, it's like seductive. It's like his skin sparkles and shit. And it's like when I'm around him, there's like this, it's like a drug. I'm addicted. I'm literally just addicted.
You must be on drugs because I've seen this guy. There's nothing sparkly about it.
Except for all the bling he wears.
Exactly.
He wears a lot of bling. So,
and his, I mean, he does have fangs. But that's because he has awful teeth.
Jen, stop.
My move when Kate like starts doing this stuff, by the way, I just like to send her the most embarrassing pictures I can find of this person on the internet.
It is so funny, but I had to even ask her to stop because I'm like, if I see a photo of him, it makes me want to fuck him.
I want to have sex with him.
Well,
I'm like, how can you look at a dude in a vest? And with fangs and be like, I love him. I don't love him.
I've never said I love him. In fact, if anything, I don't think we even have anything in common.
No.
To be honest,
I think we have nothing in common.
Like the more time I spend with him, the more I'm like,
it's the rejection thing. You just don't like being like,
I don't
rejected.
Even think it's the rejection thing. You know what it is for me? It's just the first here. And I think a lot of girls do this. I think this is really common, is that the first month or two, he was so perfect. He was so sweet. He was such a gentleman. He would call me and text me and like, and pay for
like
everything.
Chris Rock says, that's the representative.
That's his
representative.
Yeah.
That's who he wanted you to think he is.
Yes. But I think what girls do a lot is I think I just always in my mind, I'm like, oh, he was like that. He knows how to be like that. If I just act, the right way, he'll be like that again. That's what it is
in my head. Have to demand that they act that way.
Yeah. Well, but here's the thing. For me and him, I finally just think I realized, and I hate to admit this, I think that he just wanted to have me around because he thought in some weird way that I could like add to his life, like benefit, like he could benefit from me being part of his posse. Because I just think he fucks like girls that can help him with shit. Like, I think that he probably like fucks a girl who can change his oil and like fucks a girl that can do his taxes. And I really think that
I do.
And here's the thing. So,
well, tell him you can't get funny through sex.
Well,
so,
no.
He's out of luck there.
But here's why I decided, and here's what he said that made me like, oh shit, I think I'm really done this time. Is I talked to him the other night, and so when I went to see him after our phone conversation, he was like, hey, I can't fuck you because I have to work in the morning. He does porn, you know. So, but we can just cuddle.
I gotta save my loads.
Yeah.
But we can hang out.
But we can just cuddle, okay?
I can't believe these are actual conversations.
I know. And I was
in real life.
And I was like, okay, yeah, we can cuddle. And I went there and we talked and we had a good time and we cuddled and we got along great. And I left thinking like, cool, next time we'll fuck. You know what I mean? So that was like probably like a week and a half ago, right? So since then, I'm like trying to get it in because now I want to fuck him because I saw him and I had fun and we have great sex now. So I'm kind of like texting him like dirty, you know, like, oh, I really want to fuck you. Like, when are you free? I want you to come in me. Just shit that you send to someone you're like into fucking, right? And here's where I'm done. He calls me and he tells me that he thinks it's weird that I'm so into fucking him. And he's like, he's like, I don't know. I just wish you would act normal because I feel like the only people that talk to me that way usually are like fans, which Jen had my favorite line. You were like, I think it's funny. He thinks he has fans. But
sometimes I wish you would just screen grab our conversations because I'm brutal.
I know, you really are. But like, so he told me that he thinks it's weird that I'm so into fucking him. And then I was like, what? I was like, most guys love this shit. Like, usually if you're fucking a guy.
But he does it for a living.
I know. And that's when it hit me that like, to him, really, sex is just blah. He doesn't care. And that is, it could never work. I need a guy that wants to fuck me. As a girl, there's nothing you can do to fuck with a girl's head more than not want to fuck her. And it's starting to make me feel insecure, which is why I know I have to cut it. Because then I literally, he said, I just wish you could be normal. And I'm on my way to a thing, so let's talk another time. And we hung up. And I literally text Jen and was like, am I crazy?
Yes.
Because I think that it's normal to want to fuck a guy you're dating, right? And want to send him flirty texts and like shit like that and have him.
Normal guys want to feel wanted. But when that is your actual job, I feel like at some level, you're just like, it's kind of like the best way I could explain it is imagine a guy that was not a comedian running jokes by you.
Oof.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not a comedian. Maybe not even funny, but he thinks he's hilarious.
Ugh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he's running jokes by you.
Yeah.
That's the equivalent of it to him.
I think that he also probably gets off on the fact that, like, I'm not bragging, but I get hit up by a lot of guys that are trying to...
But that just raises his stock.
That's what I'm
you
saying.
Hook up with
him. I think it turns him on that he can turn me down.
Yeah.
And he knows
especially
these other
he knows
dudes.
You're cheating on your fake boyfriend with him.
So the point of this is this, that the deal breaker for me, though, wasn't that he wouldn't fuck, wasn't that he turned out to be a piece of shit, wasn't that he's not spending money on me anymore, which, by the way, the last few dates I did pay for. But here's the kicker for me, is he said the word to me, I wish you'd be more normal. And that
is where she drew the line,
that's
guys.
That's it. Because that's it. Because for me...
How dare you say Kate is not normal?
No. No. I'm not normal. But I'm so proud of being not normal. I just think anybody that, like, fuck being normal. No one who makes it in this business is normal. And who the fuck defines what's normal?
I'd have been like, you're the one to tell me what's normal? You have sex for a living.
But even that, it's like, you know what?
By the way, there's peanut butter under your door handle.
Jen and I, if you go on my Periscope, you can watch Jen and I trying to put peanut butter under this guy's door handles, which is hilarious. But that was it for me because I have always, people that have been listening to this for a while may know that I'm obsessed with Eminem. I look up to Eminem. Like, he is like my idol when it comes to being an artist who's like, no one thinks I'm going to make it. I'm a scrawny little white bitch who's poor, who everyone says can't rap, and I'm never going to be a star. And he's the hugest fucking star because he was like, fuck everyone, fuck being normal. I'm going to say whatever I want and do whatever I want, and I'm fucking Eminem now and, like, sell out stadiums. And so to anyone who tells you to act normal, I think you should say, fuck yourself and never talk to them again, which is what I'm doing. And I am saying it here. I'm saying it to you. I will never talk to him
again.
Hold
her accountable, guys.
I will never talk to him again.
Tweet her.
Tweet me.
Every single day. And remind her.
I wish so bad I could say who he is so that you all could get on his ass, but I don't want to even give him. And that's the best part, is the night after we cuddled.
He's like, yo, so can I get on that podcast?
Yo, when can I get on your podcast? I want to come do your podcast. And I was like,
do you guys want to see him on the podcast?
Fuck that. We
are should
not...
make him wear a mask if he comes on the podcast and just have an honest conversation with him about it.
We are not letting him come on. I'm not giving him any. I don't want to give him any steam. Why should I help him?
Well, we won't give him. We won't say his name. I'm just saying, if it makes him feel better to, like, tell his side of the story on the podcast, it could be really funny if he comes on, like, in a full costume.
We don't let his face be
and
shown.
And we don't let his face be shown.
Or say his name.
We call him a fake name. Even faker than his real fake name.
You think I should offer that to him? That means I have to talk to him. I don't want to talk to him.
I don't think you should.
I should either. But I do want to talk to you guys. Jen, I feel like I blabbed the entire time you were here, but I just feel like we needed
I think you
this.
Needed to get it out. And I also think that you had way too much caffeine before the show.
By the way, I have had, today 2 cups of coffee, a Sudafed, and an Adderall. Not on purpose, because I forgot I took...
Most people make meth in their bathtubs. Kate's made it in her body.
In my stomach. But everything is fine. Life is good. I'm really excited because we have another episode coming up with Brian Redban, who is one of my closest friends, and Jen is going to stay on for that. But for today, this has been fantastic. You can find Jen at Jennifer Sturger. You got anything coming up you want to plug? Anything?
I don't know. When is this going to run?
Tomorrow.
Oh. Then come see me this Sunday at the Comedy Store. I'm doing the main room to raise money for puppies and kitties.
Aw, yay. I didn't know
Brad Williams will be there. It's going to be a good time.
Oh, my God. That's epic. Wait, that's Sunday.
Sunday.
And I am with Brad Williams also, coincidentally, Friday and Saturday night at the Flappers in Burbank in the main room. It's going to be super fun. There's still just a few tickets. So if you guys want to come, make sure you get on that. And tweet at me at KateQFunny.
And if
I
you
love
sit
you guys.
In the front row, Brad likes cookies, so order them and give him one.
That's right. And I love
And
you
I
guys.
Like watching midget tea cookies.
And so Jen will be there hanging out, I think,
I
at least
be.
Friday night. So we'll see you guys soon. This has been Date Fails. Have a great weekend. Bye.
Bye-bye.